Yang Ni, a story by Viola Isabel Hartanto. Today is the first day of school for Yang Mi since she arrived in America. But she doesn't feel happy. Everyone is so different from her. They all have paler skin, lighter hair, bigger eyes, and higher nose. So she hides her long black hair inside her favorite yellow cap Ai, her aunt, gave her. She wears her pink pop-out jacket, trying to hide her yellow-toned skin. When the teacher, Miss Emma, asks Yang Mi to introduce herself, she keeps her face down, afraid that her classmates can see her different facial features.
Hi, I'm Yang Mi.
She says in English Papa taught her before.
Hello, Yang Mi.
Her classmates say together. Then, Yang Mi hears whispers coming from her classmates, and she can feel everyone staring at her.
Oh no!
She thinks. She's so scared that her classmates know about her difference. Papa and Mama say that she will get used to it, but all Yang Mi wants is to be the same as others. It has been 3 days since Yang Mi went to school, but she still keeps her head down and wears her hat and jacket. She tries to avoid anyone, afraid that they will see her difference. At lunch, someone taps her shoulder, making her surprised.
Hey!
A boy with yellow hair says, Yang Mi doesn't know what to do, so she runs as fast as she can to the canteen. When she is sure the boy doesn't follow her, she walks to get her food.
What do you want for lunch, Kidu?
The canteen lady asks. Yang Mi wants to eat rice, but it will show she is different from others. So she chooses to eat the hamburger she doesn't like instead. After getting her hamburger, she sits down alone at the empty table, eating it silently. She looks around and sees that everyone is playing with each other. Papa and Mama say it will get better, but all Yang Mi wants is to be the same as others. Yang Mi and her classmates are learning to color. Miss Emma asks them to find a partner to color together. Everyone moves to find their partner, but Yang Mi stays in her seat, not knowing who to ask, until the same boy who tapped her shoulder comes and asks her to be his partner. While keeping her head lower, she nods and they start coloring.
I'm Alex.
The boy suddenly says,
I'm Yang Mi.
Yang Mi replies slowly.
Why do you wear a hat? Why do you always wear a jacket? Why do you never show your face? Mommy says you should answer when somebody asks you a question.
Alex keeps on talking, but Yang Mi doesn't know how to reply. She cannot speak English that well. She doesn't want to talk in Chinese, because that will make her different. Papa and Mama say she will learn English soon, but all Yang Mi wants is to be the same as others. There is a sport class at the school's backyard. Yang Mi's classmates are all running and playing around. Yang Mi stands in the corner alone, afraid of joining them. Suddenly, the wind blows, blowing off Yang Mi's cap. Her long black hair dances with the wind, which shows her yellow-toned face and narrow eyes to her classmates. They stop playing. All turn their heads to Yang Mi. Yang Mi is so surprised. She crouches down, hiding her hair with her hands, shutting her eyes.
They now know that I'm different and weird.
Yang Mi wants nothing more than to be the same as others. Yami can feel her classmates come closer to her.
Puyao!
She shouts, which means no!
That is so cool!
Yami hears the voice she recognizes as Alex.
Eh?
Yami thinks. She slowly opens her eyes and see all her classmates standing in front of her. They are all looking at her with eyes filled with wonder.
I like your face and hair so much. It is so different from us.
Alex says. Everyone nods and starts to compliment her because of her difference, making her feeling confused.
I also think what you're saying is so cool. Can I be your friend?
Alex says again.
I also want to be your friend.
Her classmates all say. Yami cheerfully nods. The next day, Yami stops wearing her hat and jacket. She also stops keeping her head down. She starts to say hi to her classmates. For the first time, Yami thinks it is okay to not be the same as others.
Spellbound is brought to you with love by Petra Little Theater, English for Creative Industry Program, Petra Christian University.